Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
To Florida now, where Hurricane Ian has left more than 2 million people without power and brought catastrophic storm surges, wind and flooding to the southern United States. The storm was one of the strongest to ever hit the US when it made landfall yesterday afternoon as a Category 4 hurricane. Broadcaster Ashley Morrison is in Orlando and she joins me on the line now. I'm also joined by Royston Brady, a Florida hotelier and, of course, former Lord Mayor of Dublin. But Ashley, to you first. I know it's just after 6 a.m. where you are in Orlando, only starting now to become bright. Can you see the extent of the damage and take us through what last night was like?
Good morning, Claire. And first of all, thank you so much for having me. I actually have cousins, second cousins who are still over there in Ireland, native in Donegal. So first of all, thank you for having me. As far as the hurricane damage and what we've experienced here in Orlando, we really experienced overnight and are first now seeing what is happening as we haven't even had full sunrise yet. We're still being advised to stay off all of our roadways. There's massive, massive flash flooding happening even in Orlando, even though we are inland from the coast. I did grow up in the Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg area, which is on the Gulf Coast, west coast of Florida. And just south of that is Fort Myers, where Hurricane Ian did make landfall yesterday. And their devastation is just catastrophic. Absolutely. I've visited the area a number of times. My husband grew up in North Fort Myers. So it is very, very sad. But to the point of being able to assess the damage, Claire, that has not even happened yet because we have not even had full sunrise just quite yet. But we have seen videos. Social media, of course, as you know, you guys in Ireland, too, maybe have seen some of the videos coming out of the devastation. But us here in Orlando are still kind of getting the tail end of it, and we really got the worst of it overnight. Mm-hmm. I haven't really slept just because the winds and the rain are so bad, and I am here at our radio station in Orlando.
I can imagine, and we were hearing reports from Fort Myers that there's all sorts of sea life, including sharks, swimming on the streets.
Yes, and I am a born and raised Floridian, and so I'm very comfortable, shockingly. I'm very comfortable with sharks, manatees, dolphins, and sea life. I'm a big advocate for their life, and this is what we do see happen, unfortunately, during hurricanes. Now, confirmation of that, we've not seen a ton of it, but we do see things like that floating around the internet a lot of times that will come back from year after year just because it does end up being such a big deal when you see the waterways, the coastal waterways, and how the storm surges can affect the water that is pulled in and out of those areas from the coastlines and that sea life. So, yes, mm-hmm. You are correct. There is a lot of sea life that will be displaced here.
And Ashley, many people in this country will be familiar with Orlando as the home of Disney World and the other theme parks. How did they prepare for the hurricane? And have you any idea how they've been impacted?
Yeah, so, you know, we kind of joke around here in Orlando that when, you know, Disney World or any of the theme parks close, you know it's going to be a big storm. And the parks did close in advance. They did not have attendees at the parks leading up to the storm. Now, again, this morning, it is only 6:07 here, Orlando, Florida time. We have yet to hear from Disney on the damages and plans to reopen. Of course, we're going to be learning all of that ourselves here this morning as we get our mornings going.
Okay, and other states then are preparing for the next phase of this. Where is the storm heading?
Yes. Yeah, so right now it is now tropical storm. So it has downgraded from a hurricane to tropical storm. And the last tracks did show it continuing to go up the United States coast. You know, our states like South Carolina, Savannah, Georgia is another area. So a lot of coastal cities that are now under tropical storm watches and warnings.
Ashley, thank you very much for joining us today. And good luck with the remainder of this storm as it continues to cause some damage there. And we'll say hello to your cousin as well in Donegal. That's Ashley Morrison in Orlando. Royston Brady is also with us, as I said, former Lord Mayor of Dublin and now a hotelier in Florida. Royston, thank you very much for joining us. What's it like where you are?
A very good morning, Claire. How are you? And thank you for having me. Well, we more or less saw most of it yesterday and into early evening, yesterday evening. Originally, this hurricane was supposed to, all the indications had it coming in around Tampa, which is further up on the West Coast. But it actually ended up making landfall yesterday just after 3 o'clock down around Naples, which is about an hour from where we are. I'm over in Broward County, Miami-Dade, but that was over towards Collier County, which is about an hour away. But as it came in, you knew that it was going to be a hugely significant weather event, because the weather bands that we were getting in the hours leading up to it, we were having winds of 60, 70 miles an hour. Now, they eventually ended up having winds of over 152 miles an hour. So I can only imagine what it was like when they were on the coast. So it was an incredible, the strength of this was incredibly strong. And as they were saying, this is going to be one of those hurricanes like Hurricane Andrew, Hurricane Irma was the last time I think I spoke to you back in 2017.
Yeah.
2017. But it certainly has been significant. We lost power as far as inland of about an hour and a half. People are having significant power outages. As you said earlier, there's upwards of, I think it was 1.8 million was the last report. We just got our power back on last night. And I know that they've mobilized a huge number of people. I think they were saying in the region is 16,000 people. FPL would be the equivalent of what the ESB used to be, Florida Power and Light. And they brought in crews of people from across 27 states. So they were really ready for this. I felt they were more prepared than the last time we spoke.
And what about your own business and the hotel business in general? The stay-in-place orders, do people just remain in the hotel or do the hotels close?
We remained open. We were lucky enough on our side. We remained open. But we do have hotels over in Sarasota that actually closed. They had to evacuate yesterday. We actually ended up taking some of those guests from over there. So, you know, when I see, we were very lucky. I mean, you can only prepare for these things. And typically there is a shift at the last minute. And that's what exactly happened. The winds and the hurricane shifted slightly. And that's why it made landfall sooner than predicted. But you can only prepare. I mean, we have a hurricane plan that we put in place. We prepare the hotel. We make sure that we're staffed well and people stay. We keep a block of rooms. But you couldn't get rooms around the area last night. I mean, we still had calls from, you know, even the likes of FP&L, the Florida Wildlife. They were looking for upwards of 200 rooms and we just couldn't give them to them.
Yeah.
So even up to yesterday evening, they were still making preparations.
I'm just saying as well that it's moving at a walking pace. So that means, I suppose, that when it hits and makes landfall, that it's going to pass through very slowly and the eye of the storm is going to be with you for longer than you might want or like.
Well, that's the worst part. First of all, is the waiting for this to land. And then when it slows down as it travels overland, like it's going to be traveling all day up towards Orlando. So you really can't let your guard down. And I do know a lot of the emergency services have still had to wait before they can go in because it's just still too dangerous for them. I mean, I'm sure you've seen some of the videos and some of the footage. We've had people send them from our hotels, and you wouldn't recognize the hotel. I mean, the swimming pools are gone, especially the guys who are on the coastline. The water has just come in and consumed the whole front part of the hotel area. Mm-hmm. So they're waiting to go in. And you know, it's funny because it's going to be a real test of particularly, this is a political year. You have a governor's race now in November, and this is the governor's first real test of a weather event. Because he wasn't in office. Ron DeSantis wasn't the governor back in 2017. So all eyes are on that aspect of it as well. How they react as soon as this moves through the state.
And you're, of course, following that closely with your interest in politics, right?
Yes, indeed. I always have a keen interest in it. So I have to tell you, watching his updates and his press conferences, they seem really well prepared. I mean, they called up the National Guard. I think they had 7,000 people called up as of yesterday morning. As I said, they'd 16,000 people ready to go to start doing these repairs for the electric. So, look, it's going to be a waiting game for the next 12, 24 hours to see how soon we can get back on our feet.
Yeah, he's been very critical, hasn't he, of Joe Biden and of the administration. But now he'll have to turn to them for help.
Yeah, of course. At a time like this, I mean, that's American politics. I think that's politics generally. We've seen that at home as well. I mean, they'll be critical of each other. But when it comes to, you know, weather events or natural disasters, they close ranks. I mean, they have to deal with FEMA. That agency is gives out huge, huge amounts of money to the different states. So he'll definitely have to play ball. So it'll be interesting to see how that all works out.
All right, Royston, good to talk to you. Thank you very much. Royston Brady there speaking to us from Florida, where Hurricane Ian has caused some serious destruction and continues to move now up northwards, and they're preparing in some of the southern states for it to hit. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.